Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 26th of June 2017, and this is the 608th Moll Out Loud podcast. I did a podcast a bit earlier in the afternoon. I did it as I was walking down, and I felt so sort of uncentered, I suppose, so gloomy almost, that I've decided I'm going to junk that podcast and talk to you again, if my voice will allow it. I think I was quite tired. I have been quite tired. I haven't really been sleeping very well until very late, and then I've needed to get up, and so I haven't really had quite enough sleep. But I think the main reason is not actually sleep deprivation, but an extreme reluctance to work on or with my novel at the moment. And it is associated with having to get something sent off that's going to be seen by someone. So the closer the deadline, the more reluctant I've been. And I could feel myself when I went to my desk, you know, suddenly just yawning and yawning and yawning. So what I was going to do at this time of day was actually work a bit further on getting that submission off. But I'm talking to you. I was walking into town. I had a number of different errands to do, and I thought it would be nice to be out and about with you, but in fact now is a much better time because I've had an hour and a half of Qigong, which is so centering and calming and re-energizing in this kind of quite odd way. So I've just finished the Qigong, and I've come to the bell tower because we've got ringing in half an hour. And I shall have my weekly sushi that I get each time I come here. Don't anyone ever call me a creature of habit. I don't know how many weeks or months I've been keeping the same ritual going. And I'm looking forward to tonight. I think not only does the Qigong put you in a very different place from the one that you might have started out with, the ringing requires a completely different kind of focus. So I'm hoping all those things work together to give me more energy to get this sent off tomorrow. I don't think I'm the only one who's sleepy at the moment. I think partly it's that we're around the new moon, and so energy is kind of at its wanest, I was going to say. I don't know quite how you say that. And of course it's midwinter too. And the weather today, although it was quite lovely this morning, I went up for a little walk on Knocklofty. It sort of clouded and got heavier and heavier during the day, and it is quite strange that when I at the cafe, which this time last week, well not this time, but when I was there last week early in the morning and early in the afternoon, it was absolutely packed. And it was quite difficult to get a seat. In fact, I had to share a table with someone else the second time. And today, there was practically nobody there. And the poor people who work there, who own the cafe and work in the cafe, were so tired from just kind of waiting around for someone to come. So I don't know what's happening. I don't know what that is. I guess one of the things is that that our dark mofo midwinter feast has finished, so I think a lot of people who don't usually live here were around. And maybe it's also because next week is the end of term and people are just sort of keeping going till then. Anyway, I'm very glad to be here talking to you, and I'm very glad that I'm in a completely different space to the one I was in 2 hours ago. I do hope that you had a good weekend, that you were able to relax, and those of you who are in summer were able to enjoy the slightly cooler weather in Europe, I don't know about the States, and those of you who are in winter, and those of you who don't like being in winter, who are in winter, I hope that you're feeling nourished by the fact that the days will now be getting longer. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.